Unconfirmed reports out of Myanmar or Burma say that the country's military rulers could be about to release pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The Nobel Peace Prize winner has been under house arrest in the capital Rangoon for most of the past 20 years. Today, supporters of the 65-year-old Aung San Suu Kyi gathered expectantly outside her house. The head of the BBC's Burmese service is Tin Tar Sway. She's following the story from London but is in touch with people inside Myanmar. Sway, what do we know at this point about the Burmese military's intention to release Aung San Suu Kyi?
This morning when the news came out that she is going to be released and the release order has been issued, people started gathering around her house. And then suddenly, gradually, about in the afternoon, the rumors started spreading that she was released. And then later it happened that she was not released. And then people remain in front of her house until late in the evening. And at the headquarters itself, there were thousands of people. Riot police were positioned, deployed around the headquarters, but compared to other incidents, the presence of the riot police is not as great as some of the incidents we have seen lately.
And when you say the headquarters for the NLD, the National League for Democracy, is there a proper building they have there? I mean, it sounds surprisingly open.
This is a building belonged to two Burmese women, and they have allowed NLD to use as the party's headquarters. The owners, the landladies, they were under pressure from the authorities to stop the lease. But in fact, they determined to let the party use this as the headquarters. And surprisingly enough, the security would not enter into the compound of this building. They would only watch from outside of the building.
In your conversations today with various people in Burma, Sway, you've been speaking to, have you been able to piece together an idea of what the scene is like right now and the anticipation?
They were very hopeful. They sounded very happy this morning. Even her lawyer, he sounded very happy. And everybody was looking so much forward to her release. And they were making garlands to greet her. They were preparing room to give press briefing when she is released. All these little details they were taking care of. And also wearing these T-shirts with her picture on it, and then holding these placards with a picture on it. It was a very moving scene this morning at the headquarters.
Since her house arrest, though, in 1991, the pro-democracy movement has evolved. If Aung San Suu Kyi is released, will she automatically return to being the face of the pro-democracy movement again in Burma? I mean, are her credentials and where the movement's at today still in sync?
Her party is disbanded, so if she is released, the first thing is she has to outline the strategy for her party and also her role in the future Burma. And also, again, she has to show the ability to reach the generals. So there are a lot of things she has to do, whether the generals will allow her to be politically active. That's, again, remains to be seen. But then being Aung San Suu Kyi, it will be hard to imagine for her to stay away from politics. She is hugely popular, and people see her as an embodiment of democracy. She is a democracy icon. And things that people are not allowed to do, like they couldn't speak up to the generals, there's no justice, there's no rule of law. These are the issues that she would be, she would represent the people and she would confront the generals on the lack of rule of law and lack of justice in the country. This is what the people want.
Tin Tar Sway, the head of the BBC's Burmese service, thanks very much for the update.
Thank you.